This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 10, starting to read at verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, good morning. I had a nosebleed earlier in the week and I have a cold now, so if I sound fuzzy, it's me, not you. A 4-year-old and a 6-year-old presented their mum with a house plant on Mothering Sunday. They had used their own money and she was thrilled. The elder of them said with a sad face, "There was a bouquet that we wanted to give you at the flower shop. It was real pretty, but it was too expensive. It had a ribbon on it that said, 'Rest in peace.' And we thought it would be just perfect since you are always asking for a little peace so that you can rest." So let's start. Is there anyone who hasn't occasionally found this story of Martha and Mary a little irritating? Of course, Mary has chosen the better part. Jesus says so. But we still have a sneaking sympathy for Martha. While her sister sits at Jesus' feet, she does all the work. I could be a little unkind here and compare it to the people who come to church just on Sundays, or social occasions with never a care for the cleaning team, or the paid and voluntary members who keep the church buildings in working order and tidy. Most of us can think of occasions where we have been the Martha and have looked with thinly veiled exasperation at rather too many people who, casting themselves in the role of Mary, have failed to pull their weight. So let's get this clear from the beginning. There is work to be done, and Jesus does not mean that we should sit around in prayer and contemplation while others do our share. We need Marthas and Marys, and we must each discover the Martha and Mary inside ourselves. So today's passage is not meant to castigate activists and commend contemplatives. Both have their place, and both roles can be abused. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and the shadow of the cross looms over his life. It is not appropriate to cook 3-course meals and to fuss over external comfort at this time. The place to be is at Jesus' feet, for his sake as well as our own. He needs the comfort and solace of an understanding heart, and we ourselves need the place of quiet and receptive listening, waiting, resting in his love. In just a couple of weeks, we will be entering Holy Week. It is the appropriate time simply to be with Jesus, to feel his suffering, to enter more deeply into his passion. So what else can we discern from these short verses of Scripture? Firstly, they show us the clash of temperaments. We have never allowed enough for the place of temperament in religion. Some people are naturally dynamos of activity. Others are naturally quiet. It is hard for the active person to understand the person who sits and contemplates. And the person who is devoted to quiet times and meditations is apt to look down on the person who would rather be active. There is no right or wrong in this. God did not make everyone alike. Thank goodness. One person may pray, as it says in a poem written some 90 years ago, Lord of all pots and pans and things, since I've no time to be a saint by doing lovely things, or watching late with thee, or dreaming in the dawn light, or storming heaven's gate, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates. It was composed by a 19-year-old girl in domestic service back in 1928. And there are two more verses, but you get the gist. Perhaps at that time the tradition of working people making return visits on this day to their mother parish church from where they worshipped still continued, when the day remained a pointer to our ultimate mother church that exists in heaven. Going back to our reading, then, another may sit with folded hands and mind intense to think and pray, and both the active and the contemplative are serving God. God needs his Marys and his Marthas too. Then these verses of Scripture show us something more. They show us the wrong kind of kindness. Think where Jesus was going when this happened. He was on his way to Jerusalem to die. His whole being was taken up with the intensity of the inner battle to bend his will to the will of God. When Jesus came to that home in Bethany, it was a great day, and Martha was eager to celebrate it by laying on the best the house could give. So she rushed and fussed and cooked, and that was precisely what Jesus did not want. All he wanted was quiet. With the cross before him and with the inattention in his heart, he had turned aside to Bethany to find an oasis of calm away from the demanding crowds, if only for an hour or two. And that is what Mary gave him, and what Martha, in her kindness, did her best to destroy. Jesus said, "Few things are needed, or indeed only one." Quite possibly this means, "I don't want a big spread, one course. The simplest meal is all I want." It was simply that Mary understood and that Martha did not. Here we have one of the great difficulties in life. So often we want to be kind to people, but we want to be kind to them in our own way. And should it happen that our way is not the necessary way, we sometimes take offence and think that we are not appreciated. If we are trying to be kind, the first necessity is to try to see into the heart of the person we desire to help, and then to forget all our own plans and to think only of what he or she needs. Martha and Mary loved him, but when Martha set out to be kind, it had to be her way of being kind, which was really being unkind to him, whose heart cried out for quiet. Jesus loved Mary, and Mary loved him, and Mary understood. For if this waiting at the feet of Jesus has its privacy place, then our service will not be energized by fussy activism, but by the still dynamism of the indwelling spirit. The life of Martha will then flow from the life of Mary, and sitting at his feet will lead to serving his needy people. The difference will be that it will proceed not from a fussy and self-pitying martyr complex, but from the interior stillness of the divine love. "There is a time for everything," says the book of Ecclesiastes, "a time for work, a time for rest, and a time for prayer." Wisdom is about staying close to Jesus in all three. We need to make Jesus our guide, not Mary. She does the right thing in this situation, but so does Martha in others. After all, it is Martha who welcomes Jesus into the house in the first place. So let us welcome Jesus into our lives through these scriptures that we explore together and learn wisdom for our own daily lives. Holy Spirit, guide our life this week. Enable us to stay close to Jesus and to learn his wisdom for our lives. Amen.